Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men?
All right, everybody. Welcome to episode 98 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti. I feel like ass. I'm sick. I've been sick. But I didn't want to let everybody down, so I'm here. Like a trooper. Marching on with episode 98. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. I might be a little bit quiet this time. I have coughing fits. I'm going to apologize now. But on a lighter note, I'm not here alone. I've also got the two best co-hosts the host could have. Starting with introducing Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
I'm doing pretty good.
You sound good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I mean, I was sick too, but
you're not like this.
No, I apparently not like this.
I don't think it was anything close to this.
No, but I'm here. I'm glad you're here too, Steven.
And next to him and across from me is Pete McCarthy. How you doing, Pete?
I walked away for 2 seconds to get a soda, and all of a sudden you're sick. You were fine 5 minutes ago.
No, that's not true. I've been like this for 5 days.
You literally were just barking at your wife about touching your Leia doll, and you were totally fine, and now all of a sudden you sound sick.
No, I am sick. I've sounded sick since I walked in.
Okay. I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
All right. Well, since I'm so under the weather, I think you guys are going to have to step up for this one. You're going to have to take the reins, and it's time for you two to take some responsibility for the show and step up.
Awesome.
Yeah, I really should start providing a place for us to record. You're right. I'm sorry that you haven't been feeling well, Steven.
Thanks,
that's a
Pete.
Bummer.
So. Thanks, Pete. I might have been, you know, I am sick, but, you know, I guess I'm not that bad.
I see you had an eBay sale.
Did it sell?
It sold.
I don't even know for how much.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Take a guess. Steven was selling, remember he talked about it on the podcast, he was selling a commemorative He-Man set that he had
purchased. That five-pack.
Yeah.
Oh, I put it on eBay. I kind of wanted to keep it, but I didn't have a place to display it. So, well, last I saw it was at 220-something. To go higher than that?
So you knew it sold then, I mean.
No. Well, I knew it sold, yes, but I don't know what it sold for.
At $260.
Really? That's good.
Nice.
I mean, you traded a piece of shit for it, so, yeah, I mean, is that how it worked? A paperclip and a...
A paperclip.
Well, no, it was a cool commemorative Coke sign, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That he took out of the dumpster when he was at work or some shit?
Yeah. Gary Jessic gave it to him as a gift.
No.
Cold-hearted.
No.
If only Gary listened to this.
No. That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So how much does eBay take of that 260?
I think it's like they'll probably take 40 bucks.
40 bucks?
30 bucks maybe.
Jesus. I would have thought 10% is what I would have guessed.
It's more than that.
It's 26 well, then. No. That's almost 30.
Yeah.
So at least in the math version that I know.
Anyways, cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's got to make you feel good.
Yeah.
Well, not real good because you're still pretty sick.
Stop it. So. All right. So what's going on, guys? Do you got anything you want to talk about, Trav?
Yeah. I was going through a lot of toys that I purchased a while back.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I've had this lot and gone through it and looked through things. And, you know, there's just a lot of stuff in it. And a lot of stuff I actually can't ID. I mean, I've been struggling. I mean, have you ever heard of Computer Warriors?
God, yeah, I think so.
No.
Like now that you say that, that rings a bell, but I would have never thought of that on my own. Aren't they like little squishy computer things?
No.
That are kind of characters with legs on them or something?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You don't think so? Or, I mean, you have one, so I mean...
I do. He might be describing... I have the little guys. I don't have like the... Like one came with like a Pepsi can that opened up and like was kind of like a transformer.
Oh, okay.
And it had this little guy that would go in it. And they're just weird. They're these weird little things. There's a bunch of stuff I couldn't ID really. But in there is this figure, and it's got a labeled bag on it. So that's something I can easily ID, right?
Right.
So I figure, what the heck? All right, I'm gonna show Pete the picture.
Yep, I saw it.
Okay.
I commented on it.
Yep. It says Tiger Sharks Spike Marlin with staff. Does anybody here remember Tiger Sharks the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it was...
I don't remember watching it too much.
It followed Thundercats, Silverhawks. It was by that same company, so it was like their third really out, you know, go out. And
yeah.
It was about a group of people that were like...
Tiger.
They're like sharks.
Sharks.
Yeah.
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 Silverhawks, Tiger, Sharks, Thundercats.
Yep, had the same kind of like catchy music theme thing. Yeah. So anyway, so this guy's labeled, so I'm like... I was about to throw him in my $3 bin.
Right.
And I'm like, what the heck? He's labeled. I can look him up. So I go right to eBay. And there is like three of these. There's none listed right now. There's three of them sold. Two of them are carded. And one loose.
Of Tiger Sharks or that specific
character?
This
character.
Okay.
And this character, the loose one on eBay, sold for $135.
Jeez.
Just the staff was 50 in one
of
the posts.
Yeah, I mean, if you saw this thing, it's a piece of shit.
It is.
I mean, it is.
It is.
So I put it on Lost Toys and kind of just said the story. Hey, you know, you ever had where you're about to throw something in the $3 bin and just happen to look it up and find, and I get contacted by a guy, and he's like, dude, I really want that. I'm, you know, out here trying to find these figures, and obviously they're rare. You know, they're rare. So me and Ron Williams start talking, Lost Toy member, and I go, dude, to be honest, I said, I would put it in my booth for $100. I'd take much less. What are you thinking? He goes, I'll send you $80 right now if you'll ship it. Deal.
So. 77 more than you thought you'd make.
Exactly. So I sold that Tiger Shark and actually shipped him today.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Shipped him today.
What would have been really awesome is had you thrown it in your $3 bin,
mm-hmm.
and then Justin finds it.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, hey, you take $2 for this thing, yeah. and you do it, and then he walks over to the guy across the way and sells it for $150.
That would be something Justin would do.
That's cool. Good. I'm glad you had some good luck.
Yeah. But what's interesting is a lot of that other stuff in there, though, because then that got me what? Oh, my God, I got to look at all this stuff up.
Yeah.
Oh, my, just garbage.
You thought you were sitting on a pile of gold.
Garbage. Now, that one figure made that whole tote worth it, obviously. But, you know, because my intention when I bought the tote was everything in there, I'm going to sell for $3. So if I can get it all for $1 each, you know, I mean, that's just kind of the way it worked. But.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Pete,
yes.
Got any good stories?
No.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
So, I don't think so.
I don't really have much to talk about. I already told everybody I've seriously been down for the count for 5 days, missed 2.5 days of work. And thank God I had...
Did you go in late or leave early on the half day?
Left early.
Left early.
Yeah. And, yeah, so, clawing back. Had to go in today. It was the worst ever. Working when you're just not feeling good sucks. Working when you are feeling good kind of sucks.
True.
So, anyways, moving on. We got any toy news?
I don't have any toy news.
Okay.
Peter, Steven, do you?
Not that I can think of right now.
No.
Drama?
I got some toy drama.
Oh, here we go. He's going to bring it.
It comes in the form of con drama. And I don't know if you've heard of this, Steven, but there's this con new to the area.
Whoa. Wait a minute here. We got to do fine, right?
We do have a fine.
Don't we usually do that in the beginning?
We can do it in the beginning, yes. If you want to interrupt right now, we can do the fine. Sure. Yes. Yep.
I thought I'd interrupt.
The other day, I did a video online, and yes, I screwed up. It's a Lamborghini, not a Ferrari. Now I get a fine. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, right?
Yeah, I think that's how it went down, right?
I totally am an asshole, and... I've been complaining about 112 scale because it's not the 112 scale. And then why do they call it 112?
And you've been corrected.
And nobody's corrected me.
Yes, we have.
No. When you find the proof of that, I will do another fine.
Oh, jeez. So,
but as of right now, Mike Brandis, you screwed me. One of my most favorite artists, talented guys, MB Custom Toys, Mike Brandis. I complained on one of his Facebook posts about it. And he goes, oh, I didn't think about that. That sucks. Didn't correct me. Thanks, Mike. So here's to you, a little bit of, you know, I think Kessler deserves a fine because they advertise this as smooth as silk, and that is just an outright lie. So
look at this. Oh, okay, I see. You know, Pete took it like a champ. We didn't measure it out, but he took a sizable amount.
I did. Like.
So I think that's all we got now.
And my face didn't get all puckered up like I was sucking a lemon out of a butthole. So. That's good.
All right, Trav, back to toy drama.
Con drama.
And now I got a little bit of fuel in me for it.
This con, second year con in the area called MesquiteCon. Have you heard of this?
Oh, okay,
Steven?
Yeah. I hear that there's this jolly big fellow running it.
Yep. So
he's been known to beat the pussy up. So
Amber.
Courtney actually is the one who told me that.
Yeah.
Amber Duff gets on and says, I really need to give this convention constructive criticism.
Really?
Please stop having this the same weekend as ShootoCon. It's frustrating because there are many people that want to support your event, including myself. You are losing business by doing this again. You could have it the weekend before or the weekend after, any other weekend besides a huge con. You have good numbers, but imagine how many more numbers you would get by not having it on this date. It could even turn into a multi-day event. I say this because I've been staff in multiple events, and I want to see this grow.
Wow. Well, it sounds like she has the interest of MesquiteCon, you know, first and foremost within her heart.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Then Dakota Lee gets on and says, I agree with Amber that this is just about one of the least favorable weekends to host this con, to be honest. Within my peer group alone, I have dozens of people that went to Shooto last year.
Is it dozens or a dozen?
I know a dozen people. Sorry. I know a dozen people that went to Shooto last year, despite MesquiteCon being in our local. They're likely to do it again this year. It's unfortunate that they'll do... That, though, it's hard to pass up on something super exciting that happens once a year out of district.
So, it sounds like Pete has this memorized, because he corrected you, which is pretty cool.
I will say, this actually happened over 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
This post.
So oh, I've been stewing.
And I just kept forgetting to bring it up. Because I will say, I did get on there and leave a comment.
He did.
I don't think I really need to read that.
Because everybody knows it was, I totally agree, but I can't get behind you 100%. You know, because it was a total Travis comment. It was, hey, you do you, and I'll do me, and we love, everyone love everybody. That's how we roll here in the con world. There are so many things wrong with those statements, okay? First and foremost, she says constructive criticism. But in a later post goes on to say, if I were a smarter person, which that's not constructive, that's insulting. Right out of the gate, the weekend after or the weekend before, we could take a quick breakdown of that. What is the weekend after MesquiteCon, gentlemen? It's the Grand Rapids Toy Show. Okay. It's the Grand Rapids Toy Show in Grand Rapids.
And spring break.
And, yeah. And it's been going on for over 25 years. And right. It is a very similar con to MesquiteCon because it's toys and comics, right? And it's geographically much closer than ShootoCon. ShootoCon is an anime convention. For those of you that don't know, a lot of these listeners probably don't know because we don't do anime. The weekend before is St. Patrick's Day, and we also know that in downtown Muskegon there's a parade, which could affect people getting to the event, could affect parking, so there's logistics to deal with there. Or literally any other weekend except for the weekend of ShootoCon, because it's a giant, if I'm not mistaken, con. Did she say giant?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Like he doesn't know.
So ShootoCon pulled 7,500 people last year, okay? So that's not a giant con. That's a very big con. Good for them. That's not 25,000 at Grand Rapids. That's not 37,000 at Motor City. That's not however many thousand Great Lakes pulled. Okay. I can't do it in any of those months. So if we do the math, there's 52 weekends in the year. Okay. So let's just take out those 3 months. So that's 12. You're down to 40 weekends right out of the gate. Now there's those things. Oh, God, what do you call them? Oh, yeah, holidays. Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, 4th of July weekend, Thanksgiving, Christmas, those we would avoid. January and December we pretty much avoid because of the holidays and because it's shitty weather. And I depend on people being able to drive to my event to make it successful. I don't do this for a living. So I have to have a regular job. My regular job requires me to work some weekends too. I have 4 kids that all play sports on Saturdays. So for you to just generally say any other weekend other than ShootoCon is okay, it's okay for you. If I plan this on top of Astronomicon, people that are fans of Astronomicon are going to say the same thing. If I plan it on top of Great Lakes Comic Con, people are going to go, well, that's stupid. Why would you do it on top of Great Lakes Comic Con? So I picked an event that is similar and has some crossover. And is geographically far away from my event. If you're doing a sports memorabilia show and then you do it on top of a car show, there's 5% of the people that they work on cars and they collect baseball cards. That's a bummer. But you don't do a sports memorabilia show the same weekend as another sports memorabilia show, especially one that's only a half an hour away. So you don't have any understanding of what it is to try to plan a con. I have 4 weeks into just finding the first date for the first MesquiteCon. And you guys know that, because how many times did we talk about what cons did I miss? What weekends are what? What should I avoid? Who wants to go to a con in July? Nobody. Okay? So don't sit back there and guess what? ShootoCon's 2 days. Come to MesquiteCon on Saturday and go to ShootoCon on Sunday. But I'm sorry, Amber and Dakota and Dakota's dozen friends, that's 15 people that I'm missing out on, and that bums me out. But realistically, if I planned it the same weekend as Grand Rapids Comic Con, I would probably miss out on more than 15 people. So I think that actually makes me a smart person, regardless of what Amber Alaskan Ale or whatever her name is has to say.
Did you just call yourself a smart person?
Well, he said that makes him a smart person.
Makes me smart for avoiding the cons that actually are a true conflict to mine.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how dumb he is, every once in a while, there's going to be something he could say makes him smart.
Gotcha.
It's true.
Yeah. He might be right. I might agree with him on this one.
I'm going to agree with him on this one because I have no desire to go to
ShootoCon ever.
Ever.
No.
I have no desire to sell
it. It's not my thing.
No. Do I think that, yes, it was all about just making money, trying to not have it on that same date is important, but I don't think that's really what Pete's doing. You know, Pete's trying to make money, but also trying to provide a cool show for the Muskegon area.
And realistically, go to migeekscene.com and look at the events on there.
Yeah.
There's, what, 40 just in March alone. There, it is a physical impossibility for me to find a weekend that doesn't have a conflict. So, again, I can't operate from the Ambers of the world who, well, you should avoid ShootoCon. Sorry, there's Tulip City, there's Byron Center, there's Necronomicon, Astronomicon, there's, there's all of those events that occur. And realistically, Travis, from a vendor standpoint, do you want to vend somewhere 2 weeks before the most expensive show that you do in a year? No, not really, because you want to have every piece of stock you can have for the big show where you're spending $2,500 to be there. A lot of vendors aren't going to come out to a little show 2 weeks before Great Lakes, 2 weeks before Motor City, 2 weeks before Grand Rapids, because they're trying to build up their stock, you know, especially for the ones. Travis is always going to come to MuskegonCon because he's just that kind of a guy. He's dumb, but he's loyal to a fault. He's like a really good puppy, you know. But fiscally, it doesn't make sense for a vendor to drive from Detroit all the way across the state to come to little old Muskegon when he knows he has a huge event coming up in 2 weeks.
Right.
That he spent a minimum of $450 for one table. You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to sit back and go, oh, well, that's a weekend I got something else I want to do. Guess what? It's on my dad's birthday, folks. I planned this event on my dad's birthday because I thought, you know what? He'll be less upset than Amber Alaskan Ale about ShootoCon, and yet I still failed. And you guys know, ShootoCon reached out to me last year, and they were afraid it was a personal attack against them. And I explained to them that, nope, it's just timing. I asked them about the date for this coming year. They said, it's either going to be this day or this day, most likely this day. And it did. It ended up being most likely this day. Guess what? I've got to book my event for 19. I'll be booking it in the next week or so. I don't know if ShootoCon's released their dates. So if I book next week for my 2019 event, are they going to stand up for me and post on ShootoCon's about ShootoCon stepping on what I'm doing?
No, because you haven't done for that for them, so why should they?
Exactly. So at the end of the day, enjoy yourself. Go, and Travis made a great point. Isn't it awesome we live in a world where you actually have options? There's so many good things going on that you have to choose what you get to go to. I mean, it is what it is. So
I just think that an anime show is, at this point, it's too different from this. It's not going to cross over much at all.
There are people that there's maybe a 5% of the people that enjoy both, and they're going to choose ShootoCon. I'm not mad. Go enjoy ShootoCon. That's awesome. Good for you. You know, if I had to pick between, you know, the Grand Rapids Toy Show and Grand Rapids Comic Con, I'm going to go to Grand Rapids Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's a bigger event. It's more whatever. You know, I got no hard feelings. I don't understand why other people do.
Huh. Well, maybe if you could make everybody happy, right. Peter.
Well, realistically, I don't know. But the problem is I, you know, between Amber and Dakota and dozen, that's 14 people. I mean, shit, that's $70. I don't know if there's going to be a version 3.0. That's a pretty big hit. So,
love it.
All right. Toy drama.
That's it.
Pete brought the drama.
He did. He did. And it's not done, I'm telling you. I mean, we're going to have some more. We're going to have some more MuskegonCon drama. I'm feeling it. It's going to happen.
I can't wait till the reviews come out. Those are always my favorite.
Oh, yeah. That's the fun part.
All right. Moving on to
Thanks, UPS Guy.
All right. Thanks, UPS Guy. This is going to be a fun one.
This somebody.
Well, we've all got a figure True. That's the same.
Yes.
Only I'm the only one that brought mine.
Mine's here.
Out of the package.
Mine's out of the package.
Mm. Oh.
Anyway. Okay.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but I did a video the other day on it. So
yeah, but I figured you put them right back in. So what we got here is we have
put the box back together correctly. It was like trying to fold a map.
Excuse me. We have Mezco's Mezco's 112 Collective Wolverine. This is the brown and yellow suit. It is a very cool figure. Pete did a little unboxing video on the Facebook page, which you can check out and see this thing. You did a good job on that, Pete.
Thank you.
I was actually kind of impressed.
I was really glad he did it. I mean, it really wasn't a review of the Wolverine figure. It's more of a review of
his head.
His head.
Yeah.
But I love his head. So, I mean, it was pretty enjoyable.
I give good head. So.
If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's enjoyable.
Well, there's a couple of good parts where my phone actually slides against the mug I had it balanced on. So that's always interesting. But
yeah.
So I guess without further ado, Trav, now that you're seeing mine here, because you have one over there, but still freshly in the box.
Yep.
What is your first thoughts on this guy?
I think he's beautiful looking. I do see one little thing that it is the issue with the cloth stuff that can be. I can see the complaint. That is the diaper crotch. I see a little bit of that, but to be honest, it doesn't bother me. I know that was brought up in Pete's video. Someone, you know, reached right out right away and said, mm-hmm. "Hey, how's this?"
I believe it was Joe Ryan. Wasn't
I believe it,
it
was.
But I'll tell you, man, I look at this and I love it. His face is great. His claws look amazing. I really love the detail on his boots. I actually do like the cloth. You know, the only part that I kind of is that rubber, leatherish, you know, right over his pecker area.
Well, I had him posed in a like a running kind of pose.
Yeah.
And I see now that you've moved him a little bit. Mm-hmm. His panties.
His blood pressure is up, and he's not real happy that you fucked with his ship.
His panties have kind of still, they're still in the shape they were when I had him running. They haven't, like, you know, I think if you mess with them a little bit, you could
probably get him in a pose where he doesn't have it.
You could get him to look.
I thought it looked worse the way you had it, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like a bunch up. It was bunched up. But don't get, even that, I mean, it looks good. I like it.
I like it, too.
I think it's amazing.
I really like the musculature in his thighs coming through.
Oh, yeah.
And the same thing with his abdomen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really awesome how they did that.
His arms are great, too. I mean, it's amazing detail.
If they would have done the cap suit like that, I think that cap would have been 10 times better.
Yeah, I can kind of agree, but I know what they were going for with that cap. His cap has sometimes those looser fitting military style pants. Mm. And I think that's what they were trying to go for. Sense. As opposed to that. But I don't know. I love his stockiness. I really like his articulation is very good, especially considering he's wearing cloth. My nitpick with these Mezco toys is that I wish that they had more range of motion in his boots. Not the ankle pivot, but more the toe up.
Oh, yeah.
You can't, you know.
There's not a lot of toe up.
There's not a lot of toe up.
Yep.
And I think even a hinge on his toes would really be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that sometimes that those articulation points can be kind of ugly. But I just think that when I'm posing him, I'm always trying to force his toe up all the time to try to get him in like a leaning forwards type pose or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is funny to watch Travis just fumbling around. Oh, there you go. Look at that. He comes with a pretty cool stand. All these guys seem to so far, at least all the ones I've got. Daredevil and Cap, they come with, you know, a great big round surface, and this one's got a big X on it, like the X-Men. It's, you know, brown and black and yellow.
Is Cap like his shield?
Yes, or? Cap's is like his shield, and Daredevil's has got the double D on the red on a red disc.
Punisher's is the, you know, Punisher symbol.
Yes, and you know, I gotta say, I do.
Courtney's here, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Both his head sculpts are fantastic. I don't know why anybody would not have the gritted teeth.
Oh yeah.
Well, the same thing. Like, who displays Wolverine with his claws not popped?
Well, I can see somebody displaying it without one popped because I do like the one sword. One of the sculpts is kind of a really cool hand on it, and I could see, you know, I don't know how to. It's kind of not a clinching hand, but a, I don't know.
Grasping almost?
Yeah, and it just I could see somebody, I almost did that myself. But no, the brown boots, it's just he looks like a stocky little short ball of anger.
I thought that, like I said in the video, I thought it came through great. And the attention to detail, understanding we're talking about a $75 80-figure retail. So in the aftermarket, we're talking probably 100 to 100 and quarter. I would assume he's probably going to be right around where the Punisher's at, would be my assumption, depending on how many they made. But that's a lot of money for a 6-inch figure. We get that. But they go the extra mile to try to make give you the most bang for your buck, in my opinion. This really is, if you're a Hot Toys guy and you like 6-inch scale, this is the line for you. You know, because they're not nearly as expensive as the Hot Toys, but they have a lot of those redeeming qualities that the Hot Toys have. Mm-hmm. And this is the closest anybody's pulled off, to me, in my opinion, to kind of pulling off a 6-inch Hot Toy because of the cloth, right. You know. I mean, SH Figure Arts, they're great. We've talked about them. You know, a lot of the NECA stuff, they're great. Their 6-inch stuff is great. But this, to me, is the closest to a Sideshow or a Hot Toy. And you can get it for less than half the price. Granted, it's half the size. So, I mean, you're getting what you pay for. But I just think it's absolutely rad. And it's very easily one of my favorite pieces that I have in my collection, you know. But I will get my hands on that Daredevil and that Punisher. Those two I have to have. I think those are, you know.
No, I think as soon as he, you know, gets to the point where they sell out, you know, that number, he will skyrocket. You know, right now you can get him on Amazon for $70.
Okay.
And it's a great figure.
Yeah.
What I will say is I am not all in on these. They're $70.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I am going to buy the ones I love.
Yep.
And
that's how I am.
Yep.
And they're doing the horror line and stuff too, you know. You can get your Mike Myers and your Hellraiser and your that kind of. I don't have
those. Will be pretty, but they'll be pretty cool.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not in on those either, but they'll be cool.
But I think, you know, like I've kind of basically checked out of Legends. So my Marvel, these will be my, you know, I think it's actually more fun to spend $60 here and there a couple of times a year and get the ones that are really cool than to buy waves every couple of months at $180 of Marvel Legends. I would rather, and also they don't take up the shelf space so quickly.
Right. Well, that's, you know, Trav and I just had that talk 2 days ago about Marvel Legends, about the future of what I want to do, and I haven't bought the last 4 waves, you know, because it's just, you know, it's just too many. I can't keep up, and I'm sorry, you keep giving me, you know, a couple of shit figures per run, and some of the BAFs aren't worth it to me, you know? If I wasn't buying them by the wave, I would never have Dormammu.
It's like every figure is almost great, but they're not all important.
Right.
And that, you know, that's the thing. And in the beginning, when you have empty shelves and you're just jumping in and you're like, oh, I want to buy these. Yeah, fill up my shelves. Right. You know, and then 2 months later, you're like, I need another room.
Right. And all of a sudden you decide to become a diamond distributor and you buy everything that they sell. Yes. You're exactly right. That's what happens. So, but I got these cool socks, Steve. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Punisher socks. Yeah. Those are nice.
That's my new thing. I only wear fun socks anymore.
I love the Fig.
I like it a lot.
If you're a Wolverine fan, you got to get it.
It's a must-have for a Wolverine fan.
Yeah, it's just
now, they figure. That's the only Wolverine they've done, right?
We haven't seen them. There's a blue and...
Oh, they did a blue and yellow as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tiger...
I think he might have been an exclusive.
He might have been. I think he actually came out first.
Okay.
I watched a couple reviews on him last night. Excuse me. And people were comparing him. And the Tiger Stripe, they're calling him, I think, actually comes with an unmasked Logan head, too.
See, and I thought I did see something like that, so I must have seen that online. Yeah.
And that's pretty cool, but I kind of would rather have the brown and yellow. For me, but
to be honest with you, I would go gaga over his X-Force, the black and gray. I would love a Wolverine in that. This Wolverine in that color scheme. So,
anyway,
this has always been your Wolverine, right? You're a brown and yellow guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do love the X-Force one too.
Right.
Yeah.
But the nostalgia for me, my Wolverine is blue and yellow because I was raised on the cartoon.
Right.
You know. So.
Yep. Yeah.
So. We give it a 3 thumbs up, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
3 claws up.
All right.
Snicked.
Travis, bring anything else to show off?
Nope.
Toy-wise?
Totally slacking.
You know, I went out somewhat. I mean, I went out Saturday night after we all went out to eat, minus Pete. I went out and I looked. I went to Target. I went to Toys R Us. My goal was to come home with the Infinity Gauntlet. And I'm so jealous right now of our friends that have it.
Is that Toys R Us?
No, it's just, I think it's
everywhere.
Okay.
It's Hasbro.
Yeah. But I'm going to get it. $100, but damn, it is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It looks really cool.
Yeah.
I don't think Toys R Us is really getting exclusives and stuff right now, are they?
Not ours.
Yeah, not ours.
And probably not really any other ones, too.
They're kind of in flux.
Yep.
At the moment. So I'm going to work in a couple of... Pete, do you have anything?
Yeah, I have the Mezco 112 Collective Wolverine.
Right, I know that, but you have anything else to talk about? No. All right. Great Lakes Comic Con, I said I got a few things last week that I was going to talk about at a later date, and so I brought in one of my favorite all-time G1 Transformers, one I always vowed that I would own and never have, and Rudy Garza happened to have this in his booth, so I picked it up. So I picked up a G1 Transformers Grimlock, and Grimlock, for a 84 maybe? Toy. I don't exactly know because I'm not a huge Transformers expert. It's such a cool. How do you argue with that?
Well, one way you could do it is how much damage could he have done in Jurassic Park if the Jeeps were as big as he was? It wouldn't have been nearly as terrifying in Jurassic Park if the Tyrannosaurus Rex was only as big as the Jeep you were hiding in. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
Scale.
Well, I don't know. The Raptors are pretty scary, and they're smaller than the...
We're not talking about Raptors, Travis.
But then again, you could look at this as he's taller than a jet. I mean, he's almost as... If you're comparing him to the other toys...
He's only a little bit smaller than the Pepsi can from your Micro Mirrors Machines thing or whatever.
I would agree. He's pretty tiny. But anyway, he looks amazing. That I can't believe that's a 30-year-old toy.
I know. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Stickers are great.
And I like to just put them on my shelf.
I bet that's not a 30-year-old toy. I bet you bought a...
That's a repro.
Repro.
Maybe. I wouldn't know. I am not the guy that would know that.
95? Is that a pricey G1 Transformer?
Not really.
Not that you'd say it in front of Courtney anyways, you bitch.
I mean, it is. They're all G1 Transformers are kind of pricey. I mean, let's be honest.
Is that what you bought for $100?
No, not, no.
Stupid.
Jeez. This is ridiculous.
Courtney is sitting in, by the way. I don't know if we ever brought that up, but Courtney's sitting here. We're going to have her talk in a little bit. She's got a little story to tell. Yep. So,
where is that going to fit in?
That should have been under toy drama.
We'll just make it happen. Just going to happen.
I don't even know what it was about.
Can I have one of those candies you're eating there?
Or food drama.
Are these sugar-free?
They are sugar-free.
Yeah, I just am transforming this guy.
Put it in your mouth. Does it taste good? It's got sugar in it.
Well, I thought you were diabetic.
Yeah, I am diabetic.
But you're eating that whole box.
I didn't eat that whole box. I've had 5-ish.
Ish.
So.
All right. And then also,
I always loved Grimlock.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he was great in the movies.
Grimlock. Meet Grimlock. Mm.
I didn't like those.
You didn't like them dumb?
Why do you have... But why is everything a piece of mechanical equipment and then all of a sudden you transform it into something that's like a biological? I've never liked the Transformers that weren't a vehicle. Does that make sense?
Because you got to watch the show. It tells you the whole story. It was a cartoon episode.
Yeah, I don't care.
They were at a museum, I think, and they saw the bones. I don't have the sword.
No.
That would have been 150 had the sword.
Now it explains some things here.
Can I see it? He avoided handing it to me for some reason.
I didn't think you cared to see it, but here. Oh. Yeah, I think they were...
It moves like it's 30 years old.
Yeah,
well, in robot form, he's a piece of shit. It really is.
His robot form was never.
But even if this, you know, obviously we're joking about it being from 95. Even if it was from 95, the stickers are still impressive.
Oh, it's amazing.
That is an original 80s. Yeah, even if it was a reissue, that's the mold.
Right.
Well, I don't think
it's definitely a little moldy. So.
Yeah. When I first got him, he was really tight.
Is this what you were scrubbing in the sink the other day that Courtney Snapchatted me?
No, that was
him. No, that was you. That was Travis. Scrubbing something in the sink.
I was scrubbing my tiger shark.
Fucking weirdos.
Oh, man. Anyways, so I picked that up from Rudy Garza. Thanks, Rudy. And then I picked this up from some guy. Thanks to Carl Miller for showing me that this was even there. And I'm not going to bring everything I got from there. I'm just going to sprinkle them in. But this is the coolest. I talked about this. The eraser.
Yeah.
This is a He-Man eraser. And it's awesome.
Yeah, if only it could erase He-Man from the world.
So stupid. Oh, my God.
How did you not expect something like that from
his bright red shorts?
But those aren't shorts. Shorts constitute fabric that comes down the thigh. That's not a short.
It's a cloth.
That's underpants.
Yeah, like.
It is just awesome. So, thanks.
Is he missing any fingers, like, from people, like... Erasing
mistakes? It's a really good... I don't think this has ever erased anything. It looks really good. But he's got his sword.
His face kind of looks like Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I mean, come on.
Hey, you guys in Eternia.
All right. Which leads me to my last, the closer. Go ahead.
I have to applaud you, Steven. Hmm? Every time you buy something astronomically ridiculous... And I'm like, there's no way he can find something stupider. Yeah. He does. He goes and he talks to Rudy and Carl Miller, and he seeks it out to bring it in here. And then gets upset when I ridicule him.
All right. Glad you had your fun, Pete.
Are you going to mount him on your thing? You got like my blob. He can be part of the podcast family now.
So
don't leave it here, though.
I'm not going to leave it here.
He'll come in and he won't have a head next week.
All right. My last toy.
The coup de grace.
I got in the mail for me today. I don't know if that sentence made sense, but...
Nope.
It is a hot toy of the Star Wars variety.
You actually didn't get in the mail. Your mom did.
No, it came to work.
Oh.
From his mom with love. To work.
Princess Leia.
Don't tell Courtney, honey.
In her Hoth attire? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the snow planet?
Or when she was on the Falcon when they were running and they were inside the space slug. This is... In my opinion, in the original trilogy, this was Leia at her hottest. I love.
You are a homo that would say that, considering what? She's in her slave outfit. You moron.
No, she's much hotter here.
Oh my, she's in a snowmobile suit.
Yes, yeah, you're right. No, she's right. She is hotter. Yeah. Temperature wise, she is much hotter.
Much hotter.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. There's just something about the hair.
You're gay. That's what it is.
I always just really.
If you didn't have a beautiful wife, right. I would really question him. Seriously.
Courtney is the most lovely beard we've ever met.
No kidding.
This is the Leia I always wanted. And she's pretty cool. Now, I think the face sculpt is... What do you guys think? I think they did good.
I think you're right. I think they did good. They didn't do what I would expect from a Hot Toys. That, to me, like, some of those are, you're immediately recognizable from a distance exactly who it is. That doesn't hit me that way.
Can you be
right now, Courtney's picked it up off the stand and is touching it, and Steve is losing his fucking mind.
Yeah, he's really struggling with it.
If everybody knew my wife, she's very hard on things.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I think she would admit.
Tell us more, yeah. Steven.
That she's very, like, she's kind of rough.
Don't be gentle, Courtney. I was bad.
And I just...
I spend money on a hot toy. You should punish me.
Like our last dishwasher, you know, she shoved a knife down into the thing, into where you put knives, but she put the blade down first, and then it was sticking out on the bottom. Mm. And so then she tried to close the roller, the tray down there, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't go. So instead of finding out why it didn't go, she just pushed harder, and she actually cut the bottom of the of the whole like tub. So then it had a big slice in it, and then we had to get rid of it.
I stuck a knife in my dishwasher the other day, too.
You remember that? That's why we had to get a new dishwasher? Why are you trying to take her clothes? You don't do that with hot toys. They're very delicate. You're going to wreck something. Like,
there's a bead of sweat rolling down.
They're not Barbie dolls. You don't just snaps fall off. You don't.
Just wants to find out if she has breasts.
This no, you don't look at that. Because then.
Squishy. They're squishy, Courtney says.
Those are my favorite kind of breasts. Squishy ones. What do they taste like?
I don't know. You can't get to them. What good is that?
You hold it like it's...
It's perfect for Steven. He's,
it's a doll.
You see he undresses his Han Solos.
You see how I touch...
He can tell you what Han Solo has. his look at him. True. Steven goes, do you see how I touch it? And he's got these little... He's barely touching it with his fingertips as he caresses her and fixes her coat that Courtney ruffled. So let's hear it, Steve. Give us a breakdown of this figure.
Get your
pillows out, people.
There's not much to say. Honestly, as far as hot toys go, this thing is pretty damn basic. I do think they got they captured it pretty darn good. I think that you do look at this and immediately know it's Princess Leia.
Oh yeah.
Well, everything all together, you absolutely know. But I mean, just the face to me. Can I look? Yeah. I won't coordinate. I promise.
Yeah,
they do a beautiful job. They really do.
I think it looks just like her.
Oh, it's amazing.
And again, like I said, I'm from a distance. Look at it. They did a very, very good job. So, I'm amazed by the eyes. The way they actually, like, they gloss.
They look wet.
Like eyes. Yeah. That's impressive to me. The boots. I think the attention to detail in the boots is pretty phenomenal. So.
I like the little wisps on the sides of her.
Yeah, like she's an Orthodox Jew. That's pretty cool. I'm sorry, Hasidic Jews. Sorry, like, sorry, Orthodox Jews.
They're not hard. They're like flexible, like little pieces of.
Oh shit! I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Steve.
So she comes in her, you know, iconic snowsuit type thing, white gray boots, like a cream colored life preserver ish.
Style. It's just a vest.
Yeah, vest. And then she comes with a lot of the equipment she was wearing on when they were working on the ship inside the space lug. So she's got the breathing mask for when they actually went outside of the ship, and they were kind of stepping around trying to figure out why the Minox, when they were trying to get the Minox off the outside of the Falcon. And she also has goggles. I think she was at one point welding on the ship.
They don't fit.
And Courtney says they don't fit, but I'll be the judge of that.
That's because they're the ones that came with Maz Kanata, and they just kind of threw them in there.
And she also comes with the little welder thing. I think this is what she was using, I believe, when
stretch the cord.
Han come in and, you know, was hitting on her. And she was like, don't touch me. My hands are dirty. He's like, my hands were dirty, too. What are you worried about? Anyways, and she comes with the blaster that I believe she had. I think she had that outside the ship when they were looking for Minox again. So, she's pretty, like I said, pretty, she's pretty basic. She don't come with a whole lot. I think they did what is there is finely tailored and finely done. But comparing her to like what you get with some of the other ones that they release, you know, it's a little light, I think. And the price is the same. But it's a key character, so I had to have it. If I'm going to have a Star Wars collection, I wanted her.
Well, and it's a very iconic, you know, like you said, an iconic suit from a scene. They didn't need to go much more than that. It didn't need a lot of bells and whistles. She's in a white suit.
Yeah.
You know,
not much
they
can do.
They hit a home run for hitting exactly what they wanted to hit.
I do feel like when they do these things, though, that they could just adjust the price a little. You know, instead of it being 230 like a normal one is, you know, make this one 200 or, you know, 210, something. That's just my opinion.
No spare hands or anything?
Oh, yeah, you get plenty of spare hands. I haven't even really, I've not, Like, the first time I posed her was tonight. I pulled her out of the box here, so I haven't really had a...
Careful.
But she does have, you know... those are wrist pegs in case you break them when you're swapping out her hands.
I thought it was a bowl.
Smoking a bowl. I don't know what she's talking about.
They do look like a marijuana device.
I don't even know. I'm a good boy.
Now, while we have Courtney here, and we're talking about hot toys and you and her stressing you out, Courtney, why don't you tell us, you started right before we got going, and you started to tell us about how Steve has been stressing out about pizza lately.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. We're going to set him off. He's going to have a tantrum. Okay, so when we were in Mexico, this is when it started. Or maybe it started before that, and he just kept his mouth shut. I don't know. We were sitting at lunch, and they had, you know, the big buffet of, like, every kind of food you could think of.
You're not going to gain any friends, Courtney. Everybody's going to be on my side. I just want you to know.
Okay.
Unless they're just going to, you know, be untruthful and take your side because they hate me.
Okay.
Realistically, you take your fleece off and I'm on your side before you say anything.
So, you know, you guys, you know, we've all been to the all-inclusives and the right. Food. You get unlimited amounts of food.
Right.
Right? Okay, so he brings a slice of pizza back to the table, and he had to go get a fork or something.
Yeah, because you got to eat pizza with a fork.
Yeah. Well, he does most of the time. And
So does Peter.
I knew you couldn't say anything. I'm like... How many Snapchats have you sent him eating pizza with a fork?
It was pepperoni pizza, and so I just took a piece of pepperoni off and ate it.
You didn't.
And he freaking flipped out on me and said I was destroying the pizza. Who does that?
You totally threw the ratio off. Like, that was two bites that he missed that were not pepperoni, that were just cheese and sauce and bread. You threw off the entire ratio, Courtney. Who do you think you are?
So I had to go get him another slice of pizza because I had ruined that piece for him. So
that seems legit.
So we had another little episode yesterday.
Where was the pizza from yesterday?
Papa Murphy's, and it was not cooked yet.
For those of you who don't...
place where you go and it's undercooked. Yes. It's not cooked at all?
Yep. You order the pizza, you bring it home.
Take and bake. You bake them at home.
Bake it at home.
So this is an unbaked pizza.
Is it cheaper?
A little bit, not much.
Because you realize you're doing their job for them, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
So I ate, like, two little slivers of cheese.
No.
Yeah.
What's a sliver?
You know, the shredded cheese. I ate two little shreds of the cheese.
She literally grabbed a bunch.
Was it off the same
three
spot,
three finger
though?
Pinch. And then she was like, this is good.
Off the same spot? Like, you didn't take one from here and one from here. You took them all from the same spot?
Yeah, but it
she
was
just
a
grabbed
of
a bunch of topping, a bunch of cheese, and just put it
all
in
all from
mouth.
The same spot?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But it's not like there wasn't, like, a hole there or anything. There was so much cheese.
No, because then topping. I said, what are you doing? And then she went like this. She kind of, like, spread around cheese and stuff.
With her cheese fingers?
Yes.
Did she just had in her mouth?
Yes.
Jesus.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
You guys need some therapy.
Telling you, you're not going to have friends.
Courtney, I'm with you.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Steve's making a big deal out of
dude, when you have...
Here.
Okay,
I mean,
you've seen these...
I just can't. I can't.
You take a piece of pizza. It's a sliver. I'm back at the resort now.
Yes. Okay, we're back in Mexico.
There's there's literally two pieces of pepperoni on this little...
So when she takes... That's 50% of the overall pepperoni that she
and then
took.
She's not telling you that when I went... Why did you take my pepperoni off my pizza? There's plenty of pizza up there. There's actually cheese pizza with no pepperoni on it. She could have went and got herself.
You wouldn't need to pick the pepperoni off.
She wouldn't need to.
But she ate the pepperoni, right? She took the pepperoni off to eat it.
Then she could have gotten her own piece of pepperoni.
She could have gotten anything she wanted. It's all I can eat.
Yeah, but you brought it right to her.
She went and she got, for food, she opted not to get herself a piece of pizza. I opted to get myself a piece of pizza. I get down. I'm happy. I'm going to get some pizza. Then she rips off the favorite part, the part that adds that little spicy kind of meaty flavor
that it rounds
to the
out
pizza,
the whole tablet
and she
of
rips
flavors.
It off and takes it. And then I'm like, why did you do that. You just, why, just go get your own pepperoni if you want to do that. If you got her own piece and ripped the pepperoni off and ate it, I wouldn't have no problem with that. But why'd she ruin my piece of pizza? And then she called me a baby and she ripped the other piece of pepperoni off and ate that too. She didn't tell you that.
You let her fly home with you.
Was the other couple sitting with you when this happened?
Yes.
And how did they take it?
Jason was a little bitch, and he didn't say anything until Courtney got up, and he's like, I'm on your side. I totally get it. I totally get it. But in front of Courtney, he wouldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, because he's the man's man.
Because I wasn't going to... Yeah.
He's the man's man. His wife grabs him by the earlobe and drags him off the dance floor.
Oh, nice. All right, so moving on from... thanks, UPS.
Courtney, guy. I only disagree with you because the sex is better when you're mad at me. So just wanted to put that out there.
I'm guessing nobody read anything.
I read Clean Room number 3.
Dan?
And I loved it.
Absolutely great.
It's absolutely great.
Is it done?
No, there's a number 4, I believe.
Thank coming. God, because yes. I thought it was done.
No, it is not done.
All right, good deal.
So there's already issues past where we're at, but there's not another collective trade. I want to say either May or June the next trade comes out. So.
Perfect. Good to hear.
So yeah, incredibly good. So pick it up, Clean Room by Gail Simone. Published by Image, I believe. Correct, Trev?
Yes.
Yep.
Image, and I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Yep. So good.
It really. This is one of the books. This one took a lot longer to get to kind of get that you finally get the finalized of the backstory. I thought.
Sorry.
And this one, you kind of they answer some questions. It kind of ties it all together. All I thought it was rad.
No, real good. Real enjoyable. All right.
Steve, jeez. Did you read anything in the He-Man voice?
No.
No?
Steve, you got any TV? You got any anything? We got any TV, movies?
Dexter. Anything? Season 9's coming. So.
Is it?
I'm excited.
No.
Walking Dead.
It's a cool poster. What's exciting about The Walking Dead?
I haven't watched it yet. Did you guys?
I have.
I've not seen the newest.
Do we find it ironic that the show is like a zombie and it just won't fucking die?
Yeah, it's weird, but I'm... And I did see some people on Facebook saying they're done. They were real not very happy with this last episode. And
I've got 4 episodes from the last season or the last half a season or whatever it is.
Like yesterday's episode or last week?
I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Yep. So I don't know.
There's so much great content there. They should have sat down and said, hey, this is how many episodes we want to do. And they should have divvied it all up. They should have taken the best content. And every episode, they should have punched you in the face with something. And then they should have ended it. And everybody should have been like so pissed that there wasn't more Walking Dead. And it would have been the perfect send-off for it. But they're just going to... This show is going to be a legless zombie dragging its entrails across the lawn for the rest of eternity.
So. Yeah, we'll see.
The ratings on that show have definitely gone down.
Yeah, but they were so high to begin with, they're very still true. Probably good.
They are still good. They are still good. You're right. They're good enough. All right. Moving on. I don't know if you guys saw, but I did post asking if anyone had any questions.
Oh, I got more some talk about movies. Or TV. Voltron. New series, season's out. I watched it. I hate to say it, but... wasn't as good as the others.
Was it season 3 then?
I don't know. I think it's like 5.
What?
Yeah, they rip them out.
Jeez.
Still good, but just not up to par. It's getting a little bit.
Well, geez, 5 seasons. That's a lot.
I need to get back to the robots kicking some butt again. But anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So we got some questions. First, Gary Rickman said, I got this idea. Would it work? It's a picture. Pete, could you describe that picture, please?
Yes. It is a gentleman who has a backpack on with empty two liters hidden inside it. And there is a hose that runs up his sleeve into a cup. And he's at the fountain machine, and he's filling the cup. So then it will like continue to fill through the hose and fill his 2 liters up.
I'm going to call Gary out on this and say that that's not his idea.
I'm going to call Gary out and say, get a life.
I'm going to guess Gary did not draw this picture, so I don't know if it really constitutes Gary's idea. But Gary, I like it. As a fat man who loves his fountain pop, I'm in, buddy. If it works, let me know. Joe Crazy Bill. If you were a G.I. Joe figure that does not exist, What would be your primary MOS? I don't know what an MOS is.
That's your job classification in the military, right?
Or what existing character would you pattern yourself after? Also, what would be your second MOS? This must be different and preferably silly. This may or may not lead to a custom of you as a Joe. I will say Joe Ryan replied to this and said, I tried this once, and their answers were, well, I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I remember mine.
Military Occupational Specialty Code, MOS, it's your job classification.
I don't remember mine, so this must have happened when I was gone. Joe said, oh yeah, we got to be Cobra. So what do you think, Peter? What are you going with here?
You know, I don't know, and this is where you guys will have to help me. I don't know enough about the Joes to know which one is the handsome ladies man who's always cracking jokes and takes nothing seriously. Is there like a sarcastic, snarky asshole?
On the Joe team, but we're looking for one in a Cobra. A
Cobra,
right?
Yeah.
Right, but I can model myself after a Joe and then just be an asshole.
Yeah.
Sarcastic, snarky asshole, and the Joes will be shipwreck, right?
Yeah, I would say shipwreck.
I could do shipwreck.
Definitely.
So model after shipwreck, but I would be trainwreck, would be my name. And some part of the, like, of my file card would say something to the effect of, you will know him by the trail of broken hearts, because he's like a ladies' man, and he'd have a tattoo on his arm that has the heart and it says "Mom" on the banner, American traditional style. So,
what part of it is about
breaking necks and cashing checks?
Steven.
Having sex and breaking necks and cashing checks.
So the way I'm understanding this question is, he wants a realistic one and then a funny one?
Well, no, it's you, but you would have a realistic MOS and then a funny MOS.
I don't know.
I thought you said you remembered yours from the last one. I mean,
right. It was a Joe character.
Well, go for it.
He said we had to be Cobra.
Well, then just say it's a Cobra.
You realize the good guys and the bad guys do the exact same thing. Nobody hurts anybody, right? It's really kind of a mediocre hodgepodge of kumbaya.
I would want to be like...
The only thing that makes you Cobra is that you shoot at Joes and not at Cobra.
Well, I always said that, because two of my favorites were Blowtorch and Snowjob, and I'd put them together and make Blowjob. That would be the guy that... But I wouldn't blow, I'd suck.
But you'd be a demo expert, right?
Yeah.
Blowing shit up?
I'd just suck whatever I could. That's what...
And that's your second MOS, is you just suck whatever you could?
Yeah.
Why do I have a feeling... Sure. Why would I be feeling like on your knees about the Cobra, you dress like Chuckles? And like Hawaiian flowered shirt.
But if I could see myself as a Cobra guy, it'd be Road
Yo
Pig.
Yo, Joe!
You'd be what?
Road Pig.
Dang it, you just stole mine.
Seriously?
Yes. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not saying I look like Road Pig by any means, but...
No, Road Pig's got muscles. You just look like Pig. Is there one just called Pig? Was there a Joe that had an animal companion that was just a sloppy pig with like a weird growth?
I would probably be that. I would be the companion to Steve's Road Pig.
No, then I'd be Naugahyde and you could be the Warthog.
There we go. I would be the Warthog.
We would both be Dreadnoks.
I would be Pumba.
Pumba. Fine. Pumba.
That's my name. Okay, Pumba. Okay. I get to name myself what I want.
It's a mix between Timon and Pumba.
And my MOS would be that I would eat anything you put in front of me. My second MOS, you know.
Because isn't that what I said?
First.
Basically?
No, you'd just suck it.
Said he'd suck it. I'd okay. say I'd eat it. I'd actually gobble it.
You're on the front and he's on the rear.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Like a dual rusty trombone.
Joe said, I've had a bad week, too. Could you make this a good 2 hour or so episode to carry me through the weekend?
No fucking way. That's 56 minutes from now.
Joe, yeah, we're not doing so good. How come this episode feels like it's 3 hours, but then I just looked at the time and it's only an hour and something?
That happens when you don't feel good.
Joe, here's what I'm going to tell you. You've done this before where you put us on 1.5 speed and sped us up to get through our podcast. This time you got to put us on 0.5 speed. All right. And listen to us slower.
Listen to us
slower. So we sound like this.
You will then get to your 2 hours that you're looking for, buddy. Good luck, Joe. Joe Crazy Bill. Ooh, he was bored at work today.
Yep.
Steve, do you have a serviceable Vader voice?
No.
If so, let's hear it.
No.
What does serviceable mean?
Good enough to pass.
Oh.
Right now, I'm not in the shape to be doing any voices.
I think you're in the exact shape to do voices. I mean, let's hear it. You should have just seen his face. I wish you could have seen his face. As he got, like, concentrated, like he was about to.
Will you do me a favor, though? Wow. Will you do the Darth Vader voice, but will you do lines from The Sandlot?
I don't know any lines from The Sandlot.
He says, I used to crowd home plate so tight the strike zone would almost disappear. Will you say that in the Darth Vader voice?
I don't even have a Darth Vader voice. I can't say anything in a Darth Vader voice.
Lights went out. I'll make you a deal. You guys come by by 1 week. I can't go low. Talk baseball?
I don't do low.
He doesn't have a low voice.
He doesn't get down? He doesn't go down? Really?
Luke.
It's a shame.
Luke. See?
Luke.
Derek Trevelyan said, what would Steve Buscetti's Motu name be if it was incorporated his use of the apparatus that he is wearing in the picture that I posted to
Steve
ask this Papp. Question. What?
Steve Papp.
Snorzor.
Yep.
It's pretty good. Joe said it's got to have the word tube in it, though, because Steve loves tube.
He's right. I do love tube.
Kyle Moore.
Snooze tube.
Pete, when is MesquiteCon again?
When's what?
MesquiteCon.
It's actually the same exact weekend as ShootoCon. March 24th, 2018, 6 to 10, 939 5th Street, the Holiday Inn, Muskegon Harbor. It's going to be a good time. Come out and get your station touchied.
Steve would like to know, Kyle would also like to know, Steve, which Masterpiece Transformer are you eyeballing next?
That's a good one. I want Starscream and... But I really want Hound. Not Hound. Sorry. Ratchet. Ratchet. I think Ratchet's cool.
What is his vehicle in the Masterpiece? Like, what does he turn into?
An ambulance.
He does. Okay. Yes. Is it the white one or the yellow one?
White.
Okay.
White. Yep. And it's like a Nissan van.
Yeah. The one, the Ratchet that I've always loved is that, like, yellow kind of Hummer-esque ambulance. I think it's actually one of the movie iterations.
Probably.
I just always thought that was really neat.
Probably. But, you know, you got to have a Starscream. That's just how I feel. Got to have a Starscream.
Kyle asks, Trav, how is Quato doing tonight? For our listeners that don't know, I have a hernia, and it is really starting to look like Quato.
I don't know what that means.
Watch. Watch
the YouTube.
Total Recall. YouTube Quato from Total Recall.
Go on YouTube, Google Quato.
And you're going to love it.
And I think first you watch the actual Total Recall scene. After you finish that, then you watch the robot chicken scene.
Is it Quato or is it Quaid? What is that? It's got to be Quato.
It's Quato. Okay. Quaid is
Quato Rondo?
Oh, Quaid is...
Yes,
okay.
Quaid. Think deeply.
Okay.
Yes. Eric Brink said, I'm mad at you guys.
Can we take a step back? Quato is like a rapper's name.
Yeah, that's okay. Me, Quato.
Did you write Total Recall, Quato?
No, I typed Quato.
Eric Brink says, I'm mad at you guys. You guys want to take a guess? Peter, why is he mad at us?
Because I didn't swallow.
Steven.
Because I didn't pull out.
Courtney.
She's deer in headlights.
Eric said, because we're not going to Indy. Sorry, Indy fans. My wife is going to kill me. Booth will be there, but the three of us will not be there.
Nope. We said that last time we said that.
Bill.
What weekend is it?
spring break. We will all be on our way to vacations with our families. So,
and I'm assuming you guys are going somewhere together?
Yeah, Steve and I will probably be happy, and Pete will be miserable.
Yeah, Pete.
I'm miserable now because I didn't get invited again. How many trips before we just quit hanging out that I don't get invited to?
I think you were invited to this.
Yeah, I don't think I was. So.
No, I invited everybody.
No.
Okay, maybe not Pete. I invited everybody else, though.
Like Traverse City. You invited everybody but me to Traverse City.
No,
well.
I did not invite everybody to that. That's strict.
You invited me.
That's a strict one.
Okay, Quato's disgusting. That's awesome. It's a great reference.
It works, right?
It does work.
Yep, so that's why he's upset. Steve...
Is he going to Indy?
Steve-ville.
That son of a bitch can't make it to Grand Rapids, and he lives in Grand Rapids.
He's going to Indy.
Of course he is.
Yes. Steve-ville King Marcanus. Macaroni Carreno. How many of you... how many of you are buying multiple Jabba sail barges? And
I think a listener answered that, didn't they?
Not a listener, but Peter did answer it. Trav said he was going to buy one, but he will end up with three because he's getting out of 3.75 after all.
I kind of think Travis is going to be the only one that ends up with one of these. I don't think I'm going to bite.
I'm relatively certain that I could give zero fucks.
About that. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Or probably a laundry list of things as well, but that's on there.
Right, for sure. All right, and that wraps it up. I think all we got left is some promotion.
Promotion?
Who's getting promoted? Oh! Courtney just watched the Quato clip. Mm-hmm. So
that's so perfect.
Mm. Steve's pointing and not using his words. He wants his water.
Oh, you're ready.
All right, so one thing we're going to do quickly before we end this show is sometimes we whine on this show and ask and beg for reviews on iTunes. And I have promised that we would read them on the air if we got any. And we've got some.
Nice.
Yeah. These actually, I haven't been checking regularly enough, so these actually go back a little ways.
Ooh.
So this might be a long time coming.
That we're posting this on the same channel as Shootocon?
Yeah, maybe that's it. So let me see what we got here. We got, I think I can figure out who this is. This is A. Halseal. Been listening to them probably for a long time. It's probably Joe Ryan, yeah. Been listening to them for a long time. Makes you feel like you could just jump in one of their conversations. If you're into toys, comics, and movies related to either, you're in for a good listen. Thanks.
We appreciate that, Sandusky, Washington.
And then I have no idea who this is. And on me, words. It's titled. Gives us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Love the show. Informative and funny. Also, these are words required to write a review. Wow, they really want a lot of words. Maybe. Wait, maybe it's a title? Yeah, it was a title.
Awesome.
Thanks for the 5 stars.
Right.
Right, yeah. So then we have somebody going by Joe2210. Super Kick-Ass Fragilistic. Is
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Titled. This podcast has become my absolute favorite one to listen to. These guys are hilarious, love toys, and have great chemistry with each other. Like sister wives chemistry or something. So if you don't mind a little language, love toy collecting, and enjoy guys ripping on each other with love, then this is a podcast for you.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
That is really good.
That was really good.
Who was that, Joe?
Joe2210.
Nice.
And then we've got another one. Best Toy Podcast. It is titled. This is from RGT5000. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. As a toy fan and living in England, these guys know what they are talking about. Not sure where else I would find quality reviews with the heckling that only true friends can give each other. They have answered every question I have ever asked. I look forward to each podcast. Keep them coming.
That's got to be your buddy, right?
Yeah, it's Ron.
Ron, okay.
Yep, overseas. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
In the Air Force.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your service, Ron.
Yes, thank you very much.
I think we know
Ron.
Who this guy is because it says right here it is. His name is Michael Redding, 1029.
Yeah.
Best toy podcast ever, gives us 5 stars. Wish I had friends like this. Mike, you do.
You do, buddy.
One of the most amazing action figure related podcasts out. Cool. Sweet. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and you must have stole someone else's phone because there's another one, I bet. I'm assuming unless there's another person going by Redding, 10-2-9-86.
10-2-9-86. That's his birthday. October 29th of 1986.
Probably. So. Yeah, and that's a great tactic if you want to help us out. Grab someone else's phone and write us, write us one.
Like on the subway. Like if you're in a big city, just grab somebody's phone.
And he gives us another 5 stars. This is how a Toy Pass podcast should be. Great host. Great host. That's me. And always entertaining. Now, if the other two hacks could keep up, it would be even better. Now, he doesn't say that, so, you know, anyways. Thank you, and that is awesome. So,
how many reviews do we have now?
A total?
7.
Yeah. Counting those three?
No, actually,
8.
Actually, we have 36.
36 reviews.
No way. Yeah.
And only 3 are Steven's mom, so that's awesome.
So, if you're listening out there, write us a review on iTunes. If you have access to that, if you listen on iTunes, write us a review there. It helps us out, and we will read yours, too, 6 months down the road.
We will read yours, too, eventually. But by then, you'll have stopped listening because you're like, okay, it's run its course.
Yeah. So,
the chemistry just isn't there anymore.
In fact, the one of them can't even spell chemistry.
All right, that's all I have. What's going on? We ending?
Is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Oh, tonight's episode 98. Just like Steven's dick, it's a little bit short. Make sure that you come out to MuskegonCon and see all of us there. Steven has kind of, sort of, potentially, maybe committed to doing a panel, but we're not sure yet. It's going to be a good time. I'm really looking forward to it. The vendor hall is going to be packed and stacked. We got some additional vendors this year. We're going to do some panel stuff. The 501st, Rebel Legion, Droid Builders are all going to be there. Cosplay Crusaders are going to be there. The Royal Mycortian Guard are going to be there. Sibling Rivalry Cosplay is going to be there. Multiple authors, multiple artists, a ton of great vendors. And even some vendors that are assholes, I'm sure. I don't know all of them personally, but you know, odds are there probably are some of them that are bad eggs. But at the end of the day, this should be a great time. So come out, get your souvenir T-shirt, say hello to everybody. Make sure you stop at the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me booth, and say hello to Travis. And I'm assuming Joe Crazy Bill is gonna be working with you. And right across the hallway there is gonna be Kyle and Jason, of course. One huge fan supporter of the show, one huge asshole that could care less about us. But a ton of the fan favorites. If you've gone to the Grand Rapids Comic Con, if you've gone to the Grand Rapids Toy Show, if you've gone to Tulip City, if you've gone to Byron Center, if you've gone to any of those shows, you're going to find your favorite vendors are going to be right here in Muskegon. So come out, check it out. March 24th at the Holiday Inn downtown Muskegon from 10 until 6. I'll be the one there sweating through his shirt, trying not to shit his pants. And it should be a good time. So hopefully we'll see you then. The always lovely and beautiful, and of course, always makes me slightly erotic no matter what she does. Courtney was with us tonight. And I'm sorry that you didn't get any sweet loving this whole weekend because Steve was sick. But you deserve some, and I'll make sure he makes it up to you. So for your host, Stephen Bisciotti, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.